Well, I guess anyone who's a judge feels that the year when they participate is a killer year. But I don't feel that this is the most unexpected or the most exciting Turner Prize that there has ever been. However, you have to really go by what the artists show, and one wants to give them the benefit of the doubt, really, until the exhibition opens next October or November.
Well, just talk us through the shortlist. Who are these four artists?
Okay. Well, Richard Wright, who was recently in the Carnegie International in America, has really become known for drawing. And drawings, you have to blink and you'll miss them because he makes these ephemeral drawings which are painted over after the end of every exhibition. If you buy a Richard Wright, I'm not quite sure what you do, whether you're supposed to, every time you turn away, you get someone to come and redecorate the wall and he has to come round and do it all again. This is nothing new. Sol LeWitt, the American artist, did this a number of years ago.
And then there's Roger Hiorns, who transformed an abandoned flat into a cave filled with crystals.
That's right. He pumped thousands of gallons of copper sulfate solution into this derelict 1960s concrete council flat near the Elephant and Castle in South London, and slowly let all the liquid evaporate until every single surface was encrusted with copper sulfate crystals. Some of them were as big as the palm of your hand, or even bigger. They clogged up the bath, they dangled like bats from the light fittings, they turned into a terrible sludge, this slurry under your feet. He's worked with copper sulfate as a medium ever since he was a student at Goldsmiths College, where I had the fortune, or perhaps misfortune, to teach him, or perhaps he just had the misfortune to be taught by me. I'm intrigued to see what he does, and I think in a way he's testing his own imagination every time to try and take what he does that little bit further.
We better sort of mention the other two as well. Enrico David.
Enrico is also known for drawings as much as anything else, and installations which incorporate drawings. Sometimes they're taken from 1960s or 70s Italian graphics. He's an Italian-born artist. He's been compared, I think, by Jonathan to people like Cocteau and Picasso. I mean, whoa, you're going a bit far there, man. I think he is a bit of a pasticheur. I'm always mildly annoyed by the overly stylized, and I just don't really feel it's that real for me.
And the fourth artist on the short list, Lucy Scare.
Lucy Scare, I've enjoyed a lot of her work, like in the last Venice Biennale in the Scottish Pavilion, and more recently in the Berlin Biennale, where she collaborated with Rosalind Nashashibi on a work which incorporated film, sculpture, borrowed objects. I find it, like Enrico's work, somewhat impenetrable. It's as if you need a code. Not all these artists, I think, are going to go over terribly well with the public. Not all of them are that easy to grasp. Some of them, if you look at last year's Turner Prize, it was a bit of a meat grinder, really. An artist who I thought were terribly good, Goshka Makuga, for example, really had derision heaped upon them. This often happens, and there's a way in which the Turner Prize reduces, and the media, which, you know, I'm taking part in at the moment, reduces things, either things that have to be reduced to the simplest terms, or they're treated as though they were pretentious outpourings by these crazy, wacky artists, and nothing really could be further from the truth.